Just cut back.
69 issue. I'm sure you guys know what Amendment 69 is about, but just a thumbnail. The way I look at it is it's VA for everybody. It's single-payer health care. It's tax hikes of $25 billion a year. It's going to pass a new 10% payroll tax. So 10% less will you be taking home. Further, if you have some type of a retirement plan that you're going to withdraw from, there's penalties on that as well. So folks that, you know, have been putting money away, the few folks that can, I think, in this economy, when they go to take it out, are going to be penalized for it. This is going to, you know, ruin competition. It's going to push out your current health care plan. It's not, you know, it's worse than Obamacare. If you like your plan tough, is basically what this one is. So yep. we're out early on this one. It's doubling the state budget. That's nothing to sneeze at.
And no, it's not.
The worst part of it, it would exist outside of the taxpayer bill of rights. My understanding is that it would be a 21-member commission or board that is appointed that could vote at any time to increase taxation if there's not enough money in the fund.
Yet there won't be a small business left standing if this passes. Currently, you know, I just have a little drive-in movie theater, and I don't, my people are part-time. I don't pay health care for them, but this would make me tax them. Well, they'd pay 4%. I pay, what, about 6% on top of that? That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a ton of money. It's a ton of money. And what they'll say as well, but you're not going to be paying these exorbitant, you know, amounts that you pay for bad coverage. Now, the issue is that there's a lot of Coloradans that can't even afford that. There's people caught in between. They don't qualify for the pass, and they can't afford, you know, $1,500 a month for a family of five for pretty weak health care plans. I mean, we have a health care plan for our dog that's better than what some folks I know have in the current system. So let's go to this. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. Hey, David, how can people find out how they can help out this weekend?
Well, we've got, it depends on what part of town they're in. We've got offices in pretty much every one of the metro counties. And we will be having, you know, folks doing phone banking, folks doing walking. Ours will be out of Greenwood Village here. There is a Eventbrite. If you go and you look us up on Eventbrite, you will see the invites there. We're all over social media. If you go to the Americans for Prosperity Colorado page on social media, you're going to find us there. And just plug into whatever one is closest to you. And you know, just we need boots on the ground. We gotta get out in front of this thing.
Yep, David, you guys are, in my opinion, doing God's work, and I really, really appreciate it. Thanks for all your help.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for the opportunity to come on and talk.
All right, thanks, David. Okay, let's do this. Let's talk about the shootist. I'll tell you what, guys. You know, the way things are going, I feel like guns and ammo. You cannot own too many guns or have too much ammo. I'm just saying. That's just me.
I agree.
You agree? Yeah. See, Susan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Susan's on board. So the shootist is at 2980 South Galapago, and that's in Inglewood. That's two blocks from Santa Fe and a couple blocks north of Dartmouth on Galapago. Give James a call, 303-781-3382.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back, everybody, to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush Reason, Dan Muir in for John Rush. Along with me is Susan Kochevar, and she is a candidate for House District 29. And Comrade Golianski, the chair. He always salutes me when I say that. He is the chair of the Colorado Union of Taxpayers. And no, he's not a communist. Well, we don't think. Anymore.
I'm very, very, very conservative.
Well, you're a conservative commie?
Well, I don't think there is such thing, no. But I guess you could probably say that.
No. Greg is definitely one of the good guys. So, hey, guys, you know, this thing, you know, we only got a couple minutes here, and we got to take another quick break, but this thing that David was talking about at the end, you know, Americans for Prosperity is out there fighting Amendment 69. This is really, really scary stuff.
It's scary doesn't even begin to describe. I would say insane. I mean, somebody who whoever come up with that Amendment 69, who definitely have a lot of screws missing. Not just a few screws missing, a lot of screws missing. A bucket screws is missing. What do you think?
No, I agree. And it was actually introduced by Dr. Irene Aguilar, who is a senator. And there will not be a business left standing. I'm not kidding about that. I'm not sure our state will be left standing. People will move into Colorado just for the tax, just for the health care. Nothing in this says they have to work, so they'll be moving here and overloading our healthcare system. How are we going to attract new businesses?
You're not, unless they're lefty businesses that just have so much extra money, they don't have no idea what to do with it all.
Even
I can't even think of it. I can't.
Even the lefty businesses don't like to lose money. I mean, I don't think George Soros is just throw money away. He liked to accumulate them in his bank account, not somebody else's. And as we were discussing before, the even the bigger problem with that Amendment 69 is that it will essentially, this board, the 21-member board, will be voted for by not only citizens, but anybody can vote on it. As long as you're defined as, quote, a member of the system, you could be a legal alien, you could be a guy from a different state, different country for that matter. You can vote as long as you, quote, a member, end quote. So this is really, really, really insane. In fact, I think it's so crazy that even Karl Marx might be will be embarrassed. I mean, it's really that nuts.
That's pretty bad when you get embarrassed, Karl Marx, when it comes to this stuff. So, okay, let's do this. We're running out of time. I don't know where the time goes. Let's talk about life choices. You know, to me, the sanctity of life is extremely, extremely important. To me, it's the defining issue in a candidate. Where do they stand on the life issue? The other thing that really ticks me off is Planned Parenthood and the fact that my money goes to support Planned Parenthood. But there's a way you can fight back, and that is giving to life choices. So right now, get online and go to lifematters.org and give today.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason. Dan Muir in for John Rush. John is at the Denver Auto Show, and he'll be back tomorrow. Along with me is Susan Koshevar and Greg Goliansky. Okay, here's the deal on Amendment 69. Here's the scam. What they did is they went around, it was a petition drive, so they went around and said, are you sick of Obamacare? Here, sign here, and we'll get it fixed. We'll get rid of it. We'll do something. When you look at their first opening paragraph of their website for Amendment 69, it says, ColoradoCare is a resident-owned, non-governmental healthcare financing system designed to ensure comprehensive, quality, accessible, lifetime healthcare for every Colorado resident. The benefit package would enhance the comprehensive healthcare services required by Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. Premiums would be collected from Coloradoans based on income, securing health care regardless of financial circumstances. This efficient, universal system would operate in the interest of Coloradoans by eliminating layers of bureaucracy and reducing administrative and other non-medical costs. Doesn't that sound great? Man, I'd sign up for that. Okay, coming up next.